And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Attention shoppers, Harry's tuxedo shop will be closing in 10 minutes.
There, vest, suit, cufflinks, tie.
Let's change out of these tuxes before we die.
Oh, now, Bernard, you look very nice.
Yeah, I itch. And I feel like an oversized Oreo cookie in this thing.
No comment.
Are you almost done in there, Tom?
Well, I'm just putting on my socks. How far up are these supposed to go, anyway?
I must say once again that I deeply appreciate your willingness to be one of my groomsmen, Mr. Walton.
Yeah, sure.
As well as you, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh.
And you, Mr. Riley.
Oh, yeah.
To stand by my side on such a momentous occasion means more to me than
I
could possibly...
Yeah, 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 I know. But when I agreed, I didn't know this was going to be such an event. I was thinking Eugene and Katrina renew their vows. Okay, we get some cake, and then it's over.
Yeah.
But tuxes? Now, this is a bit much.
Well, it has become a more elaborate affair than either Katrina or I actually intended.
I should say so.
Well, when Dreams by Constance is in charge, it's going to end up elaborate.
Yeah, I noticed that.
But I still think having another wedding is a wonderful idea. It gives all of us who care about you a chance to witness it and take part.
I heartily agree.
So what did Katrina think about the music group I found for the reception? Well, what was the name of that group, Tom?
Johnny and the Jell-O Cubes.
Yeah, that's right. Jell-O Cubes.
Well, oddly enough, she was exuberant. Did you book her?
Well, of course I did. That was my one and only job. I took it very seriously. Tom, did you book the band?
Sure did.
Now, see?
Well, gents, I need to get back to wit's end. I promised Connie I'd help her and Mrs. Shanks.
Well, I'd beware going in there with those two.
Oh.
I stopped by earlier today for a cup of coffee and got a ringside seat to a catfight.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, Connie's complaining about Millie's changing everything, decorations, programs, dinner menu. Well, how do I look? Oh,
ooh.
Tom.
Tom, that cummerbund, it goes around your waist.
Are you bored? Are you looking for adventure? Are you trying to find some place to send your crayon drawings? Well, join the club. Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior are focused on the family's magazines just for kids from ages 4 to 12. Both magazines include stories, articles about kids just like you, puzzles, and lots of stuff to help you grow your faith in God. And Clubhouse Magazine features an exclusive Adventures in Odyssey journal that you can't find anywhere else.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I thought it looked interesting.
For details, visit family.org. Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior, join the club.
Well, it's 2 days before the wedding, Mrs. Shanks. I don't think we can change the location of the ceremony.
Actually, Mother, Connie...
Hold on, Katrina. There's a beautiful park just outside the church. It would be perfect. And Shanks' weddings have always been held outdoors.
An outdoor wedding would require chairs and a tent, a sound system...
And a gazebo and harvest. I'm well aware, Constance.
Well, I don't think we have time.
But we have money. And I already found a very nice, more than capable couple willing to take on the task of organizing all of it.
Who in the world would be able to do that? The wedding's the day after tomorrow.
Rathbone Center Rumpus Incorporated, reporting for duty here.
Oh, boy.
The Rathbones have kindly agreed to a last-minute contract.
With a 20% added fee, of course.
I thought it was 15. Whatever, make it 30 for all I care. This is my only daughter.
Billy, are you sure you want the Rathbones to help with this wedding?
They're the only ones I could get on short notice. They can't be that bad.
Well, they may surprise you.
Don't worry, my dear. I'll keep my eye on them. So, it's settled then. The wedding will be outdoors.
Katrina, are you okay with this? I mean, you really wanted to use the church, didn't you?
It had been my original intent to...
But she certainly wouldn't want to break tradition.
It means that much to you, Mother, to have it outside?
It means the world to me.
Then we'll have it outside.
Well, we'll get to work then. See ya.
Now, there are a few other things we need to discuss. We'll have to change the flowers, the cake, Katrina's dress.
Her dress? But she just picked it out. It looks great on her.
Tradition, dear. She'll wear mine. And is a band really called Johnny and the Jell-O Cubes?
Well, yeah, it's a really popular jazz band.
Dear, please. An appropriate band should never contain gelatin.
Mother...
Okay, if that's what you want.
I'll make sure Tom and Bernard know to come up with another band.
Marvelous. Oh, darling, you're going to have the wedding of your dreams.
Yes, it looks as if I will.
She wants me to wear her wedding dress, too.
What?
I'm at a loss what to do, Eugene. My mother's driving me crazy.
Well, perhaps I could talk to her.
Oh, I don't know. It's just that she's so happy planning this wedding. You know how depressed she's been since Daddy died. It's good to see her happy and excited again, even if it is annoying at times.
But, Katrina, it's your wedding, not your mother's. If nothing else, it should please you.
I can't say that to her. Daddy could handle this situation. Ugh, he always knew what to say.
Well, perhaps we should simply get through it as best we can and allow that this wedding is really for those who didn't get the opportunity to celebrate our marriage the first time.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Well, I should be off. Whit, Bernard, and Tom are throwing a groom's party this evening for, of all people, yours truly.
That sounds fun. What will you do?
Well, I'm uncertain, actually. Although I'm sure they'll have something appropriately entertaining planned.
Go fish.
Could you pass the orange juice, Whit?
Oh, sure, sure. Here you go, Tom.
Where's the root beer? Everybody knows you're supposed to have root beer at a bachelor party.
Technically, I'm not actually a bachelor anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, technically, my great-grandmother's wake was livelier than this party.
Technically.
So, what are you doing for Katrina this weekend, Eugene?
Well, I'm intending on marrying her.
Oh, we didn't know that. Huh. Well, no, I mean, now, what are you doing just special for her?
Marrying her?
Wait, you're not going to give her a little gift or surprise her with something?
I suppose the gift would be me?
You call that a gift? You see, this is why we register.
Well, I think Katrina will be very happy with Eugene.
Well, thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
Uh-huh.
But you heighten my curiosity. What kind of a surprise should I be giving her?
Well, you don't need to give her anything. Tom just means sometimes a husband will do something nice for his wife just before their wedding.
I filled Agnes's car with a bunch of lilacs so she could smell them on the way to the church that morning.
Oh, that's very thoughtful.
Yeah. What did you do, Whit?
The night before, when Jenny was getting really nervous, I kidnapped her.
Oh?
I took her for a ride in a convertible to the park.
Well, we're writing our own vows for the wedding. That's commensurately romantic, is it not?
Yeah, it depends. Did your vows include the word commensurately?
Perhaps.
I'm sure your vows are just what Katrina wants to hear, Eugene. They're from you, and that's what's important.
Yeah, I'm sure Eugene will say just the right thing, as he always does. Why don't we get on with this groom's party?
All right, yeah. Right.
Okay, and I have written here the 10 things that make the Meltzner marriage unique.
Oh, I love these lists. Tell us. Okay, let's go.
Okay. All right, number one. Now, when Katrina asks Eugene to change the oil, he switches from canola to olive.
Now, I beg to differ. I'm quite aware that oil is used for vehicular maintenance.
Yeah, okay. Number two. Katrina carried Eugene over the threshold.
Now, that was only due to the recurrence of an old chess club injury.
Uh-huh.
A chess club injury?
It was a very big club.
Oh.
Bernard, maybe we should move on to the next part of the evening.
Hmm? Oh, come on.
Wait, now, this is just getting good.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what's number three? Tell us.
Now, that was a kilt, and I only wore it for an appropriate cultural event.
Had to stay. Okay. All right. Reason number 18.
I thought you only had 10 of these.
Now, what can I say, Eugene? When I make fun of you, I get on a roll. Come on. It's a tradition.
Now, I wasn't aware that humiliating the groom-to-be was a regular bachelor party custom.
Yeah. Well, Bernard, maybe you should just lay off for a while.
Oh, come on, Whit. He can take a joke.
Well, yes, normally I can, but the assumptions behind these jokes seem to have striking similarities.
Now, what do you mean by that?
You're insinuating that I am not much of a man.
Oh, come on, Eugene. They're only joking around, aren't you guys? Guys?
Huh?
Oh, sure, we're joking. Yeah. Just a joke.
You know,
yeah.
these kinds of jokes are mandatory at bachelor parties, and just because you don't adhere to all the traditional masculine duties in the home, that doesn't make you any less of a man, Eugene.
No. So, in a way, you agree with them, Mr. Whittaker? That I don't fulfill the traditional role of the man in a marriage relationship?
I have no idea, Eugene. I've barely even seen you as a husband. But regardless, I'm sure Katrina loves you just the way you are. That's why she married you, right?
Oh, come on, Whit. Every woman wants their man to be strong and romantic.
No.
Well, it's true. Now, you can be sensitive and caring all you want. But there comes a time when every woman wants to be rescued by a knight in shining armor.
But Katrina got a stable boy in a vest.
Okay. Now that's enough, you two. You're the brunt of the jokes tonight, Eugene, but...
I noticed.
But we know that you're just what Katrina needs. Romantic and strong for her in your own way.
But I believe you've hit the nail on the proverbial head, Mr. Whitaker. Just earlier this evening, Katrina was saying to me how her father always came to the rescue. I've never rescued Katrina. I've never been that romantic and strong. Perhaps, Mr. Whitaker, I'm just the opposite of what you said. Perhaps I'm exactly what Katrina doesn't need. Miss Kendall, thank goodness. Katrina said you might be here.
Of course I'm here. Mm-hmm. At the florist.
Right.
And do you know why I'm here? Mm-hmm. Because your mother-in-law insisted that I change the flowers for your wedding.
Well, I apologize for any trouble she might be putting you through.
You know, I planned on filling your ceremony with cream-colored lilies, Katrina's favorite. But was that good enough?
Well, I'm speculating it was
not. Oh, no, no. And now I've been sent here to get dendrobium orchids. Don't you think lilies, I repeat, lilies are Katrina's favorite. Don't you think lilies would be better?
Well, you know, dendrobiums are used to celebrate anniversaries in many parts of Southeast Asia.
Eugene, this is when you say, Miss Kendall, I think lilies would be better than dendrobium orchids.
Well, in actuality, I really have no preference.
Then you should simply agree with me, Eugene. Hasn't Katrina taught you anything about a woman's feelings in the months you've been married?
Well, unfortunately, I'm beginning to find out that I'm woefully incompetent as a husband on multiple levels, which is precisely why I've been looking for you. I need your help.
With what?
As you may be aware, it is Katrina's wish that we write our own wedding vows.
I know. She let me read hers. Oh, they are so sweet.
Really? Well, I'm not as fluent, so to speak, in romantic language, and so I wanted to read them to you first and obtain your feedback. I would like them to sweep her off her feet. Not literally, of course, but metaphorically.
All right, let's hear them.
Very well. My dearest Katrina. How's it so far?
It's fine. Go ahead.
Great. It's been a delight to grow in my appreciation of you over the course of our relationship. I am pleased to be your husband.
Wait, cut. Are you marrying her or giving her a court summons?
Well, I don't believe I've ever read a court summons using the word delight, for example.
I know, but you sound kind of formal. Cold, even.
Maybe it was the delivery?
Well...
Oh, I was fearful of that. I'm afraid I don't know how to write words that are both tender and authentic.
Well... Let me take care of it.
Oh, I certainly can't allow you to write my wedding vows.
Of course you can. As president and founder of Dreams by Constance, I'm in charge of making your wedding perfect. And your vows are far from perfect. I'm just going to adjust them. You know, soften them a bit. They'll still say the same thing, only better.
You certain?
Of course.
And I'm most grateful.
Oh, Constance. Eugene. Hello.
Greetings.
Hello, Mrs. Shanks.
I just wanted to check and see if you changed the flower order yet.
Well, that's why I'm here, at the florist. Hmm.
Don't let them give us Miltonia orchids. I want dendrobiums. They're very different.
I got it.
You know, I'd better change the order myself.
Mrs. Shanks, I can handle it.
I'm sure you think you can, Constance. Most likely you're wonderful at putting on small, simple Odyssey weddings. But this is a Shanks wedding, and there are simply higher expectations.
Excuse me?
Miss Kendall, I need your assistance outside, please.
Ta-ta!
This way.
What? Higher expectations? Did you hear that? She just told me I wasn't good enough to coordinate your wedding.
Connie, she didn't exactly say that.
Well,
what she said was...
I've had enough, Eugene. I've put up with her changes in the flowers, and the cake, and the dress, mm-hmm. and all that. Mm-hmm. But I've had enough. You know what? I've had enough.
Connie, you're repeating yourself.
I'm going to show her.
Miss Kendall,
Wait until tomorrow. You'll see. It'll be the best wedding ever, and it will be because Constance Kendall is in charge.
Oh, boy.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Well, now,
the string quartet is all booked.
I don't understand why wedding receptions can't be more entertaining. Why not have a juggler or a fire swallower?
Well, at least our job is over.
Right.
What are you guys doing? We need to get to work.
But we're done.
Yeah, the quartet is booked.
Oh, no, we're just starting. This is a whole new ball game.
Huh?
I want candles everywhere. Loads and loads of white candles.
White candles?
No, but, well, we could probably help with that.
Okay, and an elegant ice sculpture in the center of the room.
Okay.
A swan swimming gracefully in a sparkling fountain.
Oh, now, Connie.
And hundreds of live doves.
Doves? Now, what in the world do you need doves for? I mean, we already know the Ark is on dry land.
We will release them when Eugene and Katrina leave the ceremony. A flying, feathery display to symbolize an abundance of love and hope.
Oh.
At my wedding, they just threw rice.
Yeah, symbolizing an abundance of teriyaki chicken.
And we're canceling the string quartet.
Huh? Okay, wait, what? Oh, no, not back to the Jell-O cube.
Oh, Tom, no.
No?
I will need a 16-piece orchestra. Look, I gotta run. I'm ordering the ice
cream. But a 16-piece orchestra?
Yeah, but that's a lot of pieces, isn't it?
Oh.
Well, do they even make that many instruments?
Let's see.
What am I going to need? A tuba, drum, fiddle, electric banjo, even a bigger banjo?
Yeah.
Oh, Bernard, we're in trouble.
Eugene, can you get that? Eugene? Eugene, why are you ringing your own doorbell?
Because, Katrina, I am here to kidnap you.
What? Do you have any idea what time it is?
Virtually 7 a.m.
And you remember what happens today, right?
Indubitably, it's our wedding day.
And I need to get ready for it.
Ah, but I've come to rescue you. I hereby declare you whisked away for a romantic drive of flowers and poetry. Behold, your carriage awaits.
You're driving a convertible?
Aha, not just any convertible, an exceptionally fuel-efficient one. This year's model with all the latest technology.
Well, I suppose it could be fun.
Precisely.
You're very sweet, Eugene.
Thank you, Katrina.
Eugene, oh, you filled the seat with lilacs.
For your aromatic pleasure.
Oh, how romantic.
After you, my dear.
Oh.
Right there.
Okay.
Because it is such a significant day in the course of our relationship, I felt a romantic surprise would be appropriate. Here we go. I turned on your seat warmer on the way from the rental agency, so it should be nice and toasty.
Oh. No wonder the flowers smell like potpourri.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That.
Well, are you all right?
Can you turn the seat warmer off? It's actually getting quite hot.
Oh, certainly. I think it's just this button here.
No, those are the door locks.
This one.
Window.
Perhaps this one?
Maybe you should just pull over.
Mm, very well. Huh. Certainly I, of all people, should be able to understand how to turn off an electronic sitting device.
I'm about to burst into flames.
It must be one of these.
I'll just move to the back seat.
Back seat? But that's not romantic.
Here, I'll just...
Okay, let me help. Don't worry, Katrina. I'll rescue you from the scalding seat.
Okay.
There you go.
Rescue me?
Certainly. For, I am your vindicator in illustrious metallic apparel.
My knight in shining armor?
Well, if you want to be plain about it.
Bart, I wanted a golf cart so I could ride around the grounds and supervise the setup.
Well, this lawnmower is going to have to do. Now, let me explain the clutch. You see, it's a little bit tricky.
I can't ride around on a lawnmower.
Why not? They're fun.
I can't believe the word I received about how incompetent you were was actually underestimated.
Yeah, everybody underestimates me. I get that all the time.
Excuse me, Mrs. Shanks. I don't think that we're going to...
Oh, Constance. I've been waiting for you. I needed you to help Doris hang the white lights.
Well, as much as I'd love to, I think we better change our plans. See, the forecast calls for a 90% chance of rain today. What are the chances? So, we'll need to have the wedding indoors.
Nonsense. It's a Shanks wedding. It never rains on a Shanks wedding.
No, it's a Meltzner wedding. And trust me, it would rain on a Meltzner wedding. So, just in case, I'm going to set up inside the church.
I don't want the reception in a basement. I'm going to find an alternate site.
Claire, Cleveland.
Oh, good morning, you two.
Hi, Wes.
Hello, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, I'm reporting for wedding duty. Where should I start?
Well, you can help me move the ice sculpture downstairs and then pick up the swan.
Ice sculpture. And you're having a swan? How lovely.
Yes, it is a Dreams by Constance wedding.
Mr. Whitaker, could you hang more lights and place the flowers in front of the gazebo?
You'll need to help me hang vines around the front of the church and light candles. We'll tie cubos on each row and
set up the sound.
Oh, what did I get myself into?
So, are you comfortable back there?
I'm fine.
Well, here we are, Shadow Canyon.
Shadow Canyon? What are we doing here?
According to my online research on the most romantic views in the area, there is an overlook 2 miles east that has amazing vistas and a stunning natural setting.
But if it's 2 miles up this road, how are we going to get there? This isn't a four-wheel drive vehicle.
This road is no match for your knight in shining armor, driving his convertible black steed. Never fear, my sweet damsel. We shall arrive ere long.
Millie wants us to get a 30-piece orchestra now, on the day of the wedding.
Well, I was just walking through the park, and she practically ran over me with a lawnmower trying to tell me.
And you agree?
She had a lawnmower. All I had was a bottle of Windex.
30 instruments?
Yeah.
I can only come up with 18, and that's counting the whistle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my phone.
Don't answer it. You know it's them. They'll want a Philharmonic this time, or maybe a chorus of a million crickets playing Ode to Joy.
Oh, that I'd like to see. Hello. Oh, hi, Millie. No, we're looking into it now.
Oh, for crying out loud. Hello. Hi, Connie. I know.
I'm not quite sure I know what a dulcimer is.
Is that a famous conductor?
A drum line, too?
Well, maybe if you hum it for me, I'll recognize it. I don't know.
Sounds a lot like the theme song for the board game with the Hungry Hippos.
Yeah,
I'll talk to Bernard.
Bye.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I give up.
Well, we can't quit now. The wedding's in a few hours.
No, I'm not quitting. But if we're going to be in charge of entertainment, we're going to do it our way.
Eugene, I just want to sit for on your special plan, but we should head back. I need to get ready in the smoke, if you can call it that. It's getting a lot worse.
It's not much farther, Katrina. According to the map, the path should be in close proximity.
I just don't think this car was made to travel on terrain like this.
Oh, nonsense. I'm being exceptionally cautious.
No!
However, caution is not always entirely adequate.
Did the tire blow? Oh, Eugene, it's completely flat.
What? I'll be right there. Oh, it's not completely flat, only the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, what should we do?
Get out the jack, for starters.
Oh, the jack. Say, would that be the small metal object with an iron bar attached?
Yes.
Oh, I believe I may have removed it.
You took out the jack? Why?
Let me just check. Well, as you see, the trunk of the car happens to be inadequate to my needs. You see, I needed to fit a blanket and the sandwiches in. And you'll notice the tuna salad has fared quite well.
Well, how are we going to change the tire in time to get back for the wedding?
An excellent inquiry, for which I have no answer. Tuna?
Oh, no! Nothing seems to be going right with this wedding. Will everything come together by the time the wedding march plays? Be sure to check out witsend.org for a special preview of our next adventure. Meanwhile, why don't you write and tell us what you thought of today's show? Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called For Better or For Worse. And be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. For Better or for Worse was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Walker Edmiston, Dave Madden, Audrey Wasilewski, Julie Kazarian, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our sound designer was Bob Latrell, with music by John Campbell. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.